Hello, everybody. Today is March 8th. I almost said 7th after we said it wasn't the 7th. It's the 8th. We're doing robots and nonsense for the end of the week. Was it the 7th?
It's the 7th.
Damn it. It's 8th. Don't restart. It's fine. Everything's fine.
And two new GPUs launched this week. You should check those out.
And NVIDIA is looking to warn us that there will be many more GPUs and you won't be able to afford them.
NVIDIA CEO Jensen Huang says that AI has to do 100 times more computation now than when ChatGPT was released.
He says while wearing 5 leather jackets, because he has so many now that he can't wear them all at once.
He's getting like rarer and rarer leather.
Yeah.
At this point, it's probably some sort of crocodile or something. So he's talking about the reasoning models. Everybody's coming out with the reasoning models, and he claims that is way more intensive because it has to check every little thing that it does to make sure that it's not hallucinating.
And yeah, there's still software innovation that's reducing the amount of computation that's required in some ways.
And one of those reasoning models that we got this week was from Anthropic.
Anthropic launches the world's first hybrid reasoning AI model, Claude 3.7, and it is freaky. It is very, very freaky.
So they will actually let you switch between 3.7 normal and 3.7 reasoning, which is going to eat up a lot more resources and probably a lot more API tokens.
Look at this Flappy Bird clone that I asked for on a whim. I've burned down 3 acres of Amazon rainforest. This is amazing.
But it works.
It does work.
You can't say it doesn't. And DeepSeek, riding high on their recent successes, are not gathering any moss.
DeepSeek rushes to launch a new AI model as China goes all in. This is going to be DeepSeek R2. And it's going to be released like DeepSeek R1, and they promise that it is going to be as monumental and groundbreaking as DeepSeek R1, but it's the R2 version of that model.
So they were planning on this in the like late summer, I think, and now with all the hype, they're like, just whenever we can. I expect it any day. As soon as we can beat these poor engineers into submission, you're going to get this.
It's a lot of weeping and gnashing of teeth.
And they are also still looking to disrupt things by being more open than anybody else.
DeepSeek to share some AI model content code, doubling down on open source. And they've already open sourced a lot of what they did, which was nothing particularly deep or mysterious. Innovation from applying a lot of techniques from a lot of other papers and applying things that were recommended by literally a global team. So like this little team in China is doing, I mean, I can't, there's nothing you can take away from them. Brilliant individuals, but they're relying on this amazing patchwork of global engineers working together. It's exciting. It's exciting to see this kind of a collaboration.
And we talked about Wednesday, Microsoft maybe slowing down on the old data center acquisitions, and this might have something to do with it. It seems like OpenAI might be looking to enter the Stargate.
OpenAI plans to shift compute needs from Microsoft to SoftBank and Oracle.
By 2030. Which, you know, at that point, will we even be negotiating with the robots anymore? And he is now saying that the next ChatGPT, they can't roll it out to everybody for one major reason.
They say that they have run out of GPUs. This is ChatGPT 4.5. If you're giving them $200 a month, you can have ChatGPT 4.5 right now. But otherwise, they don't have enough GPUs.
And we have new kinds of AI that are constantly popping up, and this gang says that they have found an entirely new way to build the large language model.
Inception emerges from stealth with a new type of AI model. They're doing diffusion, but diffusion for text. And the GIF that they have for that is incredible, because it's just like, here's what we normally do for linear token generation. Here's the diffusion model, like all the text appears at once, and then it diffuses, just like an image.
So somehow, parallel text construction. They don't need to figure out the word that comes before to figure out all the words that come after. They do it at the same time.
So it takes way less steps.
And research in terms of like, what are people doing with the AI? This is self-reporting, and I always question all of this.
Who's the person who's self-reporting?
But that, so it seems like there's a huge AI divide. There is basically half the population, and these are working people, so it's actually probably a lot larger than that, that just don't engage with it.
The Pew Research Center has workers' experience with AI chatbots in their jobs, and everybody should check this out because it's really interesting no matter which little part we focus on for this part of Links with Friends. But there's a lot of little interesting anecdotes and self-reporting stuff in this regardless.
So 55% never use it. And then it shows the ways that they use it. And some people highly distrust it. Also, they cover workplaces. Some bosses are like, you must use it. And some are like, I don't really care. And some are like, you must never use it. So it's an interesting spread. And we are now getting admissions where before, it was kind of like with the weapons, right?
Yeah.
First, we're not going to give the robot guns. Don't worry. And later it was like, yeah, we're going to give them guns, but they're going to be under direct control of people. It's not going to be artificial intelligence. And now it's just, you know, swarms of explosive drones. Yeah, we're doing it. We love it. And that is also true when it comes to using them for development.
Activision finally admits using AI and Call of Duty players aren't surprised at all. This is for game content and development and basically everything you can think of.
Mostly it seems they're using it to churn out the downloadable pay-for content. So the gun skins and the whatever, I don't even know what to give you, but a lot of that apparently is being made by AI for almost nothing and sold to you.
For way too much,
yeah.
For the digital good.
We don't need people anymore. We can just take money from rubes.
And some people are fighting back, and they say you fight fire with fire, right?
Angry workers use AI to bombard businesses with employment lawsuits. And this is a bunch of lawyers at a large company that are complaining that the AI employment lawsuits, the AI-generated employment lawsuits, are not even like correct a lot of the time. So they have to spend real resources to respond to them, but people are not using the AI very effectively.
It kind of feels like when police complain that we're allowed to have guns. Because it's like, oh, people can just frivolously attack us and waste our time. And it's like, well, wait a minute.
Isn't that only we're allowed to do that?
And Microsoft is looking to revolutionize its game development platforms.
Xbox pushes ahead with new generative AI. Developers say nobody will want this.
So, just like the Call of Duty stuff, they're looking to put this in every aspect of game development, at least in-house. Some of the people who responded to this demanded anonymity because one guy was like, listen, I'm a game developer. I need that Game Pass contract, so don't say who I am. But he had bad things to say about it. He was not hopeful. And I got to say, in the early days of AI, I would often become very frustrated because it was like dealing with an autistic child. And I'm very bad at that. And I would get angry at it. But these days, I'm a lot cooler with it because it's better now. And
well, you've trained yourself to speak to it.
Maybe, yeah.
Are you polite to ChatGPT? Here's where you rank among AI chatbot users. 17% said that they thought that it would factor in the eventual robot uprising.
Which, can we argue against that? Yeah. I mean, we know there's going to be a permanent record, right? And yeah. We know that AI is getting better and better at just immediately reviewing all of that. So, I don't know. Maybe just be nice to everybody. And this is a trend we've been following for a long time now, and it's been slow in coming, but it looks like the robots are eventually going to take over all sports.
Robot umpires are getting their first Major League Baseball test during spring training.
The minor leagues have had it for years. It works. Does it betray the spirit of the game? I don't know. You tell us in the comments.
Eventually it'll just be robots playing, and it's like, why even watch it?
I guess. So you can bet on it?
Yeah. But so they can suck more money from you? Yeah.
And moving on to nonsense, microplastics is something we talk about a lot here because I think it's going to affect us all in very terrible ways, and there's not much you can do about it, but maybe there is hope.
Antioxidants in fruits and flowers seem to counteract the harmful effects of microplastics, according to this study. So we should eat way more fruit.
And flowers.
Fruits, nuts, and vegetables. I mean, that seems like pretty good advice, no matter what, right?
Yeah.
Kind of obvious. But they do point out one of the big ones is reproductive health. Apparently having your testicles packed with plastics, not great for fertility. And it's been a while since we've had a good black hole story. But the question here is, How small can black holes be before they become dangerous?
Study reveals what would happen if you were struck by a tiny black hole. It's still absurdly massive, and they seem to evaporate very quickly when they're that very small size.
But if we were going to actually just say that it's going to be that small and it's going to pass through you, it would actually be like a needle passing through you.
Yep.
You would survive it, but not your brain. If it went through your brain, you would die. Make it a little bit bigger, and it would just shred you. It'd be like the worst bullet you've ever seen.
Or the best, depending.
Yeah. And California...
Waiting for the new invention from Lockheed. It's like, oh, you only need one bullet for this gun.
It's a very tiny black hole.
That would be difficult to... like, there'd be a lot of collateral damage.
Yeah.
What kind of berm do you need to stop black hole bullets?
It just keeps sucking up the hill. Like.
Oops. And California, they are legislating on a lot of stuff, and one thing is a complete waste of time.
California takes steps to officially recognize Bigfoot. So
I want to believe.
I thought this might be me bait, since they had the guy from the Finding Bigfoot TV show, because we used to work on that. So, I don't know.
They're not admitting that Bigfoot is in California. They're saying this will be the state cryptid.
Yeah.
So you got a bird, et cetera.
I wonder what Kentucky's is.
This doesn't exist.
Well, yeah, but it's fun.
There've been a lot of Bigfoot sightings here, which is probably just mountain men.
West Virginia would have Mothman. Right?
Mothman, yeah.
What legend do we have?
Yeah.
Bigfoot.
Well, no, but there, we can't have.
They
well,
took
I guess,
it, yeah.
But I guess to be fair, everyone's state bird is a cardinal around here too, so you could probably have overlap.
Yeah.
Could be we Bigfoot. Should come up with something separate.
Apparently, the legend of Bigfoot in California was a highway project in the 60s where they just kept finding giant footprints in the mud.
If we were thinking about, like, what's the most terrifying thing to ever happen in Kentucky, I think ours would probably be methamphetamine. And here's a headline you don't see all the time, and this poor fella.
Football match called off after referee Stefan Collars was bitten off by a child.
Not off.
It says, I read it as off as well. But it doesn't say that, you're right.
Yeah, it's just bitten by.
So they were doing some kind of like pre-match thing where the referee, I guess, like inspects them and tells them what to expect and so forth. And this guy's kid was on the field with him. Why, I don't know. And just, attacked the ref. They had to cancel the game.
Oh. I don't even have those bits in that. Oh.
Yeah, something.
That's a special kind of unhinged right there.
Now, I did not realize that Peppa Pig has been around for 20 years.
People love Peppa Pig.
Well,
I've never watched them.
They apparently are getting a little stale. It's time to introduce Scrappy-Doo, I guess.
Peppa Pig to get a new sibling. Scrappy-Doo. Just like Scooby-Doo. That's a good point.
Oh, that was his nephew, though, right?
Yeah.
It didn't go well.
It didn't go well.
If you're a Peppa Pig fan, maybe you don't want this. And again, people just cannot control their children.
Incident between toddler and Minnie Mouse sparks debate about theme park etiquette. So this kid grabbed Minnie's nose and she lost her balance and fell. And the parent yelled at Minnie for having fallen.
Okay. I'm sorry? Like,
it's also funny that if you ever notice these Disney videos, every one of these people in a costume, like you don't just go out by yourself. You have a handler because you have no vision.
Right.
You're kind of at the mercy of the people. So there has to be an actual unencumbered human there to step in. And so the handler stepped in and tried to take over the situation. But yeah, the parents were kind of annoyed by it, actually. And it has been since 2017. Think about that.
Wow.
Yeah. 8 years. That's a... Whew. But they're going to do it again. And if you buy a ticket to this, you deserve whatever you get.
Fire Festival 2. Tickets go on sale today after spectacular flameout in 2017.
A base ticket. Krista, what would you think a base ticket is?
For a fire festival? It's the one where you're traveling.
Now, you pay for your own plane and everything, okay, too. This is just accommodations and food and tickets to the things.
$500.
$1,400.
Whoa.
Guess what the maximum one is? $1.5 million. For $1.5 million, you get to stay with the artists and hang out with them.
How much are they paying the artists to do that?
Did they ever even have artists in the first one?
Uh-huh.
Wasn't it just like no one showed up?
And I remember the meals were like peanut butter sandwiches.
Cheese sandwiches. Yeah. So this guy went to prison, got out, and he's going to do it again. He's doing the Goofy meme.
Well, I'll do it again.
And we have, you know, our big government cuts, and everybody is excited about it, or some people are enraged by it. And the politicians are looking to maybe get some clout based on it, but this guy did not think before he spoke.
This particular person said, Tuberville forgets triangles exist when advocating for Pentagon cuts. We need to make it a trigon instead of a pentagon, because that would mean we've cut two of the things. And it's like, that's a triangle, sir.
Isn't there an anime called Trigon? Maybe that's what he was talking about.
He's secretly a weeb.
And, you know, the kids are out of control, and the parents usually just blame the system. There is no accountability when it comes to parents, and that is really apparent here.
She graduated from high school with honors, but cannot actually read or write. Now she's suing.
I think there's a lot of blame to be thrown around here. Like,
I swear this was an Onion article. I spent 15 minutes looking for an Onion article from like 20 years ago. I swear this was an Onion article.
So she described in her early years of school, they just put her in a corner somewhere. She might have been a problem in the classroom, whatever. And they're like, look, just draw pictures, sit quietly, whatever you need to do. And then when she got into the higher grades, she used text-to-speech and speech-to-text to do all of her assignments. She cannot read at all. She is now in a university. How do you get in?
How did she write her? I guess she just text-to-speech her essay.
AI at this point.
Is it possible to learn? Like, don't you need, like, are the structures in your brain, like, are you just screwed?
I mean, no, she could probably learn to read. It might just be difficult. She might have a learning disability that was never diagnosed, but, I mean, like, she shouldn't have been just thrown forward.
It didn't seem obvious from the interview that there was anything particularly wrong with her. I mean, I guess we wouldn't always know that, but
I mean, she could just have like dyslexia or something, but like, again, she should have been diagnosed with that and helped instead of just pushed forward.
The mom did not speak or read or write English, so there was no help in the home, I guess. And that was also a very poor school where they were probably just daycare. And this is a fun story, which, you know, begs the question of, does it really matter?
Buddhist woman in the Philippines praised for 4 years unknowingly worshiping a Shrek statue. I don't know if this is a picture of the statue or a poorly 3D printed copy of it, but there you go.
I mean, you could see why she would mistake it. Of course, he's got the little
his ear things, yeah,
which wouldn't match. But
well, it's you've seen the picture where it's like, I saw this in my grandma's house, and it's a picture of Obi-Wan, and she thought it was Jesus.
I suspect the message was received anyway.
Yeah, I mean, do you think if the Buddha is listening, do you think he cares?
I think that he probably thought that was funny.
He seemed like an affable guy, right?
Yeah.
And inflation is biting into everything, but now the economic downturn is cutting all those numbers that just kept going up.
Tooth Fairy payout drops to the lowest rate in years. Yeah, it is like that.
It was up in the sixes, but now it's floating in the high fives.
$5 for tooth?
Instead of cash, can we get some groceries?
Good grief. I was lucky if I got like 50 cents.
So they point out that in 1998, the average was like $2.
I was below that even when I was younger. Oh no, we were poor, weren't we?
Oh no, oh, this is different. I can't remember, but the 1988, yeah, it was much lower, so inflation is definitely... Oh, 209.
Who's paying $2 for a tooth?
I got more than that.
Oh, Mr. La-di-da, Mr. Yeah. Golden Toilet here.
Yeah, the Golden Toilet, it's been taken. That's actually happened a long time ago, but now we are finding details about it for some reason.
Surveillance video released of the 2019 heist showing burglars getting away with a solid gold toilet. That is a surprisingly modern toilet. I'm very skeptical that was actually solid gold, because it would be damn near immobile, at least the bottom part of it.
Lifting that lid would be tough for, like, older people.
Yeah, yeah. Well, and, you know, gold is so soft, toilet. Just sitting on the lid would deform it if it had little feet.
That was probably, like, 14 karat or something like that.
It would have to be, yeah.
You drop your hair dryer and, like, it dings immediately.
But, yeah, you can watch the video. They had this whole, like, they used vehicles and everything, and it's pretty impressive.
That is a non-trivial amount of the world's entire gold supply.
Tough to fence that.
If it's, you know, pure and solid.
And we saw the one TikTok guy spraying pesticide in the stores. We've seen people licking the ice cream. Remember that? Mm. But this is maybe the worst one. And I'm guessing because of the lack of popularity, this girl was doing it for a long time before anybody noticed.
Online content creator arrested after video surfaced of her urinating on grocery store products dating back 4 years.
It was all one store, which she seemed to have a particular problem with. Huh. And she's been arrested over the most recent ones, and they had to do $1,500 worth of throwing things away and cleaning.
And also a recall, which is way more expensive than that.
But yeah. Then, it's been going on for 4 years. People have been eating this girl's pee. That's been happening.
Because it's sterile, and they like the taste.
It was also a hipster store, like a Whole Foods type of deal. And so, like, it was very posh stuff that she was peeing on.
Fresh produce that's more likely to be bought.
At least it wasn't ultra processed.
Every time we have a skit like this, I think of the Ask Penny Saturday Night Live skit, and it's just like, this is a real thing.
Yeah. I mean, I understand some people do it for clout, but she wasn't getting the clout, and she just kept doing it. I mean, I guess, you know, it's like, hey, get right back on that horse, you know? Don't give up. And over in... oh, no, this is not in China. This is... it is in China. And they have discovered that, food trends, people get on the TikTok and stuff, and they're like, oh, here's a secret food outlet. It's like a little place that you've never heard of, but they got the best noodles in the world. This one is an interesting one.
Chinese foodies pose as mourners to try a funeral home's noodles that they make as part of the funeral arrangements.
So I guess if you're dealing with them, they have a little cafeteria, and you can go and just get some noodles, you know. Some comfort food, perhaps. And they're very cheap. $1.38 per bowl. And so people have tried to take advantage of that. But they have to pretend that they're there for some other reason.
This is like someone sneaking into like the old church just to get the old ladies cooking.
There's a great quote here at the bottom. This girl they were interviewing, she said, I thought about how short life is and I got a second bowl. And finally, the ultimate collectible for the Pokemon fan is going up for auction. Prepare your wallet.
Pokemon fans are bidding thousands on Charizard-shaped Flamin' Hot Cheeto.
I love that you don't know how to pronounce Charizard.
I also Charizard. Was good, yeah.
Oh, yeah. I've heard that before.
So, yeah, they've...
it's Cheetozard.
They put it in this glass case, and...
I was blown away that the Pikachu one was like... tens of thousands of dollars.
Yeah, I don't think this one's as much. This one, they're only expecting to go for like $2,000.
But still.
$2,100.
That's insane.
The Harambe-shaped Cheeto went for $100,000.
You know, you just like...
Sometimes I wonder if those kinds of things, is somebody was accidental Bitcoin millionaire and they're just like... what do I do with my money? It's like, oh, I know, the Harambe shapes.
Not help people in my community or give a donation to the local food bank, but I will buy a Charizard-shaped Flamin' Cheeto.
Makes sense.
It's interesting that you mentioned accidental billionaire because they point out that, which one of the Paul brothers is the Pokemon card guy? He's selling one of his for like $5
million. Wow. Scary.
I gotta get into Pokemon cards.
Scary. Also, like the amount of time you've wasted watching this program. But we'll see you next week.
Yep. Bye.